from the Bible to Ephesians
chapter 1, the first two verses. 以弗所书第一章, 我们读第一节跟第二节, 新约圣经, 269页, 新约圣经, 269页。 以弗所书第一章,
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我再读一次，你们读一遍。奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗， 写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我们今天很高兴，我们再请到这一个美国教会的主任牧师， Reverend Shaw 来今天来传讲神的信息。It's our honor and our pleasure once again to have this opportunity to have Reverend Shaw, who is the senior pastor of this church, to be with us today. And he's going to deliver the message from God today based on the scripture we have just read.
It's a privilege to see so many of you here this afternoon to worship the Lord. Here at First Alliance Church, we're in the midst, or just begun rather, our annual missionary conference.
我们这个美国的教会宣道会，今天开始我们有一个礼拜的宣教师的大会。
As you can see from all of the flags, we are in many, many countries proclaiming the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
你看到这个墙上所挂的国旗，你就知道我们宣道会派了很多宣教师到很多的国家去宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
Our theme is on this back wall, we stand together. I'm not sure why there's a shoe there, but it was our theme at council.
那么我们今年的宣教大会的主题就是讲到我们一起工作，我们一起同工。我不晓得为什么那个图上有一双鞋在那里，但是这个主题是我们宣教会的总部所下来的。We
do stand together as we serve here in Columbus. We try to reach our community, and you try to reach your community, and it's a wonderful thing to stand together in Jesus Christ and proclaim His glorious name.
我们在哥伦布这个地区，我们美国人的教会宣道会，跟你们高台福音教会，我们也是在一起同工。我们都要把福音传扬在哥伦布住的地方的人。我们像我们讲英语的人传讲福音，你们像讲中国话的人传讲福音。所以我们在服事主的上面，我们也是在分工，也是合作。
I want today to dwell on these two verses from Ephesians chapter 1.
今天我要从刚刚所读的以弗所书第一章第一节跟第二节的经文来传讲今天的信息。
There are a lot of times when we think of things as being doubtful. That means in question.
我们常常看到很多事情的时候，我们心里都有存疑。
When a patient is ill in a hospital, doctors will say to the family, it's doubtful whether he will recover.
当一个病人病得很重，住在医院的时候，一个大夫他会跟这个病人的家属告诉他，他说我不是很清楚，不是很有把握，你的家人是不是会全然康复。
There are times in the political arena when polls are taken and the pollsters say this candidate, it's very doubtful that they can win the election.
那么在这个讲政治的政治选举的时候，有很多民意测验来显示这个候选人他的民意的基础有多雄厚。那么这个民意机构，这个民意测验的机构的人就会这样告诉你，他说我对这个候选人会当选的机会，我非常的存疑。In
sports contests, the columnist will talk about whether it's doubtful a team can beat another team.
那么相同的，在体育方面。 那么这个写专栏的体育专栏的作家， 他在专栏里头他就会讲到，我对这个球队今年会拿冠军的机会我相当的存疑。
In the same way, mankind has looked at God and sometimes doubted about him.
我们相同的，我们想到我们人对神的关系的时候，很多人心里对神本身也存了一个很大的疑问。
Hurricane Andrew has swept through Florida and Louisiana, and many people have doubted God.
那么，不久以前飓风啊，吹到了佛罗里达州跟这个路易斯安那州，那摧毁了很多房子。很多人因为这样子就对神的存疑。
Between that and hurricanes and earthquakes and all kinds of people starving and tornadoes and war, many people doubt God.
在人间有很多悲惨的事情，除了我刚刚讲的这种飓风以外，有很多的地震，有很多的战争，有很多的饥饿。有很多人看到这些人间的悲惨的事情，就对神存疑。
Many people ask, what is God like? Is he a monster or a fiend, or is he someone who really loves me?
那么很多人就在疑问，他说神到底是像了一个什么样？神是像一个鬼魔鬼怪呢，还是他只是一个存在人间的一个思想呢？或者是真正是有，正如基督徒所说的，神是一个爱，有爱的一个神。
But the Bible tells us that God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, and that is the wonderful truth that God loves us, and it reveals the character of God.
在圣经里头告诉我们，他说神将他的独子耶稣赐给世界上的人，叫他从神的地位变成人的地位，道成肉身来到人间。这就显示出第一个，神自己本身对人类爱；第二个，把神自己的本相向人类的显示出来。
He not only sent his Son to be like us, but he died on the cross to bear our sins to judgment and pay the penalty for our sins.
他不但是叫神自己本身成为人的样式来生存在人间，他同时为了人的罪过被挂在十字架上来承担我们的罪。这个就是神对人所显示最大的爱。
And therefore today we can say that there is no question mark about God. God has revealed himself with all certainty and with all confidence to be a God who loves us and cares for us.
所以我们不应该再对神有任何的存疑，因为神自己已经把他自己用人的样子，眼睛看得见的样式显示给我们看，甚至于他已经把他的爱向人类来显示出来。所以我们今天所分享的并不是一套的理论，乃是一个已经经过证明的一个事实。
When God came down to be among us and die on the cross, it was a movement of divine grace.
那么当神自己本身他向人类显示出来，而且他为了人类的罪过，为了救赎人类，他被挂在木头上面，这已经显示出神对人的恩惠所采取的一个动作。
And as we look at these verses in Ephesians 1, I see three other movements of divine grace that I want to show you this morning.
那么除了我刚刚所讲的这一件事情以外，刚刚我们所读的以弗所书第一章第一节跟第二节又讲到三样神的恩惠怎么样的工作。
The first way we see it is from general to particular.
那么第一个我们看到神的恩惠的工作的原则，乃是从一个通常的一个工作原则到一个特殊的工作的对象。
Notice in verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and then this letter and greeting is given to the saints who are at Ephesus. That's the general to the particular.
那么在第一节我们看到这个使徒保罗，他是基督耶稣的使徒，他写信给以弗所的圣徒。那么讲到这个圣徒，就讲到是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。他这个就是讲到神的恩惠，从一个一般性的到一个特殊性的一个工作的原则。
God called Paul to preach the gospel to the world, and now the gospel is coming to the church or the people of Ephesus.
那么神选召了保罗，使徒保罗，叫他做宣教师，叫他一生来宣讲耶稣基督的福音给全世界的人。那么这个时候，他特别讲到神要他在以弗所的教会里头向住在以弗所的这些人来宣讲福音。
Wherever Paul went with the gospel of Jesus Christ, he literally shook the people loose from the grip of hell.
每一次保罗到任何一个地方，他在宣讲耶稣基督的福音的时候，他所宣讲的信息都带着大的能力，真的是把所有听到的人从这个黑暗的权柄当中啊，真的是把它震下来，震动下来。
God has a mighty plan and a mighty purpose, and that is to save the world, to bring that the world, mankind, back into fellowship with Him.
神有一个伟大的计划，这个伟大的计划乃是要把生活在黑暗当中的所有的人能够拯救出来，拯救出来以后能够跟神有一个和好的交通。
And God took Paul and converted him. He literally transformed Paul from somebody who persecuted the church to someone who would now be an ambassador for Jesus Christ.
那么神在做这样的一个工作的过程当中，他就选召了有一个人，这个人就叫做保罗。神把这个人完全的改变过来，因为过去的保罗他是反对基督的，他是不但是反对，他还积极的参与了逼迫基督的这样的一个人。神把他180度转变过来，他不但是反对基督，他还积极的在他的下半生，他奉献专门在传扬基督。
Somewhere along the way, as Paul fulfilled that calling to proclaim the gospel, God's Spirit said, "Go to Ephesus."
然后当使徒保罗被改变了以后，他出去传福音的时候，神的灵就感动保罗，就指示他说，我要你到以弗所的地方去。
That is a movement from the general to the particular.
所以我们就看到神工作的一个原则，乃是从一个通常性的一个原则，要他向所有世界上的人传福音，到一个特殊性的一个工作地点，乃是神指示他要到以弗所去。
This is always God's method, isn't it?
这就是神工作的一个原则，是不是？
The Bible tells us in that beautiful verse in John's Gospel, God so loved the world. That's general.
在约翰福音第三章第十六节，神就这样告诉我们，他说神爱世界上的人，这个是一个非常通常性的、非常普遍性的一个原则。
That he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, that's particular, that's you, that's me.
然后他就从他普遍性的讲到神爱世界上的人，然后到他爱世界上的人到一个地步，他把他自己的独子赐给世界上的人，然后接下来他就说，凡是接待他、凡相信他的人，神就要给他永恒的生命。这个凡是相信他的人，乃是讲到一个特殊性的、特定的一群人。
When we go back to Acts chapter 19, which is the account of how Paul came to Ephesus, we discover the same truth again.
我们从《使徒行传》第十九章这个地方记载到神怎么样差遣使徒保罗到以弗所来。在这一个记载里头，我们也相同的看到神的恩惠工作的原则。
Notice the first two verses of Acts 19.
在《使徒行传》第十九章的前两节。
It came about that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper country, came to Ephesus and found some disciples. And he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they said to him, "No. We have not even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit."
使徒行传第十九章头一节说，亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒。第二节，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。
We discover, if you read more of that 19th chapter, that these people that Paul is questioning were followers of John the Baptist.
那我们继续来读《使徒行传》第十九章，我们就知道使徒保罗在以弗所所碰到的这些人乃是施洗约翰的信徒。
And they had been baptized into John's baptism.
所以他们所领受的洗礼是施洗约翰的洗礼。
But John had taught them to look for one who was coming, and that is Jesus.
但是施洗约翰曾经告诉他们，叫他们要等候要再来的那一个人，这个人乃是基督耶稣。
And when Paul came to Ephesus and preached Jesus, they believed and they were born again.
所以当使徒保罗来到以弗所的地方，向他们宣讲耶稣基督的时候，这些人就相信了，他们就得到新的生命。
Here's that movement from general. These people believed in God, but now they needed to believe in Jesus. That's general to particular. There's a wonderful story that illustrates this truth. One day, a man came to Niagara Falls here in America. He wanted to earn a lot of money, so he hired an advertising agency to promote the fact that he was going to stretch a wire across the falls and walk across it. A large crowd gathered. He turned to this vast crowd and said, "How many of you believe I can walk across these falls on this wire?"
他就开始以前他就向这些很多人的这些群众讲，他说你们当中有多少人真正相信我可以从这个钢索上面走过你家那大瀑布？
Everyone nodded in agreement. They said, "Yes, we believe you can do it."
所有的人都点头，他说我们都相信你有这个办法，有这个本事，你可以走这个钢索走过去。
So he walked across and came back.
所以他就走过钢索，他又走回来。
When he got back, he had a wheelbarrow there. His promoting man had seen to it, and he asked the crowd, "How many of you believe I can march this wheelbarrow across the tightrope of the falls and make it back?" And everybody said, "Yes, we believe." When he got back, he said, "There's a sack of potatoes here. I'm going to put it in this wheelbarrow. How many of you believe I can wheel this across on the tightrope with a sack of potatoes in it?" Everybody said, "We believe you can do it." So he wheeled the sack of potatoes across and all the way back. And then he turned to the crowd and he said, "How many of you believe that I could put a man in this wheelbarrow and walk it across these falls?"
然后他走回来以后，然后他就问这些群众，他说你们当中有多少人相信我可以在这个独轮车上面呢，摆上一个人，叫一个人坐这个独轮车，我可以把这个人用这个独轮车从钢索上面推过去又推回来，多少人相信我有这个本事？
Everybody again said, "Yes, we believe you can do it." And so he pointed to a man in the front row and said, "Get in." All you could see was heels and elbows as he made his way through that crowd fast as could be. You see, as long as it was general, it was okay. But when it became particular, it was something else. In a general way, you can say that you believe in God. In a general way, you can go through religious practices. Just as these disciples of John the Baptist were doing in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 19 of Acts. But at some point, God confronts us and says, "You need Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord."
But
then it becomes particular, and I must respond, I must react, I must do something with that question and that choice.
那个时候你自己已经是变成不是你在人群当中的一个人，乃是讲到你这个是你自己本身的一个抉择的时候。
It was the habit of Queen Victoria of England to tour her empire.
那么有一次这个英国的女王，这个维多利亚女王，她要到她的这个所统治的王国去巡视。
She would select a home and she would stay in it overnight.
她就选到一个房子，她说她要在那个房子里头过夜。
One day she selected a small town to visit and decided to stay in the home of a lady.
那么有一天她到一个小小的乡村里头，她去巡视。 那么他就特别指定了在一个小乡村里头一个小的房子，他说他要跟那个房子里头的一个女主人一起在那里过夜。A
lot of people in that town did not like this lady because she was very religious.
那么在这个村庄里头，所有的人都不喜欢住在这个房子里头的这个女主人，因为她是一个很敬虔、对宗教很虔诚的一个人。But
she received the queen and stayed in her home that night. It was a wonderful experience.
但是当天晚上。 他就接纳了这个维多利亚女王跟他住的一夜，他觉得这是他人生当中一个很难忘记的一个经验。After
the visit and stay by the queen, her friends ask her, "Who is the greatest guest that you've ever had in your home?"
那么当这个这件事情过去以后，他这个在村庄里头，他的朋友再来问他，他说，在你这个房子里头，你所曾经接受过这个最伟大、最有名的客人到底是谁？
And she replied, Queen Victoria, of course.
他就回答，他说，那当然，我是接待过的最有名的、最有这个地位的人，当然就是维多利亚女王。
They said, we thought you would say Jesus.
问他的朋友就说，哎呀，我们很失望，你给我们的答案呢，因为我们想你大概会讲说，我所接待过的最有名的、最有权威的，大概是耶稣啊。And
she said, no, Queen Victoria was my guest. Jesus lives in me, and therefore in my house.
那么他就跟他回答，他说我没有告诉你，我所接待的最伟大的客人是耶稣的原因，是维多利亚女王是我的客人，耶稣并不是我的客人，耶稣乃是住在我心里，他是主人。Someday
there's that decision that you must make when Jesus knocks on the door of your heart and says, "I want to come in."
有一天呢，当你真是听到耶稣在你的心的门外叩门的时候。
Then it's no longer a general thing, it's specific, it's you, and the decision must be yours.
当那个时候到的时候，你所讲到的宗教信仰，谈到的神，都不是一般理论性的、普遍性的问题，乃是你自己本身的问题。你愿不愿意跟这个神接受这个神，跟他建立一个新的关系？And
so when it says here, Paul, to the saints who are at Ephesus, we see a movement of divine grace from the general, God's will to reach the world, to the particular, the people, the person, the individual at Ephesus.
所以我们看到神公正的一个原则，就是神通常就是从一个普遍性的原则，一直到一个特殊性的原则，指定的一个特殊的对象，这个对象就是一个教会，或者教会里头的某一个人。The
second movement of divine grace that I see here is from alienation to reconciliation.
那么第二个我所看到的神的恩惠的工作的第二个原则，乃是从两个彼此疏远的一个景况，到变成两个彼此和好的景况。Notice
in verse 1 how Paul describes these people at Ephesus. He calls them saints who are at Ephesus, who are faithful, and who are in Christ Jesus.
我们看到这个以弗所书第一章第一节所说的。 这个圣经讲到以弗所的教会，讲到他们是什么？讲到他们是圣徒，讲到他们是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。That
first phrase, saints, refers to someone who is set apart.
那么这里讲到圣徒的意思，圣经里头讲到圣徒的意思，乃是讲到这些人已经被分别出来。In
other words, that person becomes God's own person.
换句话说，这些人已经是属于神的人了。
Just as God selected Israel in the Old Testament and revealed to them His character and His law and His word, so the saint is someone set apart to worship and serve God.
正如在旧约圣经里头，我们看到神拣选的以色列这个民族，然后
然后把他自己的形象，把他自己的法律，他自己对人类的要求来显示给以色列人知道，以色列人就变成属于神的选民，因为他们已经被数出来，他们的敬拜神是属于神的人。
Second term that he uses to describe these people is the word faithful.
然后第二个，他这里形容以弗所教会这些信徒的第二个名称，乃是讲到他们是有忠心的。
It means to exercise faith.
换句话说，有忠心的人乃是表示他们的信心是真正是活的，每天的活在信心里面。
When Jesus was preached by Paul to these people at Ephesus, they exercised faith in the message that Jesus died for them and rose again and offers them salvation free by His grace.
那么换一句话说，是当使徒保罗向以弗所的教会这些人来宣讲耶稣基督的降生，讲耶稣基督的救恩，讲耶稣基督的再来的时候，这些以弗所的教会这些听到的人，他不但是听到这个道，乃是把这个道真正在他的日常的生活当中真正是活出来。
And ever since they believed, they have kept the faith and held to the faith, and they have defended the faith because they are full of faith. They are faithful.
所以从他们信的主、信的耶稣基督以后，他们不但是相信了，他们也持守这样的一个信仰，同时也为这个信仰争辩。所以他们整个的人生当中，就是充满了他们对耶稣基督这样的一个信心。所以圣经才教导说他们是有忠心的人。
The third term that Paul uses to describe these believers is the phrase in Christ Jesus.
那么第三个，这里的形容以弗所的教会的人的第三个形容词，乃是讲到他们在基督耶稣里面的人。
This simply means that we are joined to Jesus Christ, and all that Christ is belongs to us.
讲到我们是在基督耶稣里面的人。这个意思乃是讲到我们跟基督耶稣是完全的联合，在耶稣基督里面所有的东西现在都是属于我们的。
And therefore our lives ought to look like Jesus.
所以因为这样的缘故，我们的生活，我们整个人就必须要是要像耶稣基督。
The quality of our life ought to reflect saintliness and charm and grace and holiness and joy.
我们的整个的生活的品质就必须要能够充满着耶稣基督的那种慈爱、那种爱心、那种圣洁。
But these people were not like that when Paul met them.
但是当保罗遇到以弗所这些人的时候，他们这些人并没有耶稣基督的那种本质在他们的身上。
Look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 11 and 12.
我们看以弗所书第二章第十一节跟第十二节。
Paul says, Therefore remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
这里讲到他们从前的景况，乃是按照肉体来说，他们是外邦人。是称为没有受割礼的人。那么第十二节又讲到，那个时候他们是与基督无关了、他们是以色列国民之外，在所应许的租约上是局外人，是没有指望的，是没有神。
Paul stresses the fact here that they were separated from Christ because of their sins.
所以在这里，使徒保罗他在这里所强调的，乃是强调以弗所的人过去的情况。乃是跟神是完全分开的，因为他们的罪使他们跟神完全分开，没有任何的关系。
Isaiah in the Old Testament tells us that our sins separate us from God.
以赛亚书就告诉我们，他说是因为人得罪了神，这样的一个罪恶使人跟神没有办法来发生一个亲密的关系。
Why is this?
为什么是这样子呢？
It's because God is holy and man has sinned.
因为神是圣洁的神，而人是充满了误会的人。
And man apart from Jesus Christ can never meet God.
所以除了耶稣基督这一条路以外，人没有办法跟神联合。
God has determined because of our sins that he cannot look upon us.
因为神自己圣洁的本性叫他没有办法来看这个误会的人。
And so Paul stresses the fact here that we were alienated from God.
所以他在这里他就讲到以弗所。
We had no hope and we were without God.
我们那个时候并没有任何的指望，我们的人生没有任何的指望，我们的生命里头并没有神。
Some of you perhaps have heard about an American naturalist by the name of Thoreau.
我相信你们大概听过有一个美国人，他的名字叫做 Thoreau。
He was a man who wrote a lot about preserving and conserving nature.
这个人他写了很多的书，就是讲到怎么样来保持这个环境，自然的环境。
He advocated living a very tranquil kind of life close to nature, close to the earth.
那么他所主张的一种生活方式，就是要顺应自然，跟自然合而为一的生活。
When Thoreau was on his deathbed, his maid, who was a believer in Jesus Christ, asked him, "Have you made your peace with God?"
那么当这个人他最后在他的病床上，他临终的时候，他的一个佣人呢，就来问他，他说，你有没有跟神和好？你的心里头现在有没有平安？
In his last comment before he died, he said, "I didn't know God and I had ever quarreled."
他就告诉他，他说，他最后临终以前讲的最后一句话，他说，我不晓得我跟神必须要和好，因为我从来没有跟他斗过嘴，吵过架。
And so here is a man who did not believe that he had ever sinned.
这里又看到一个人，他自己不相信，在他的一生当中，他犯了罪，得罪过神。
So man has been alienated. We cannot get to God because of our sins.
人没有办法，你不知道罪，你因为你是充满的罪，所以你没有办法跟神和好，建立起一个新的关系。
But because we were alienated from God, God sent Jesus to be the mediator between God and man.
但是当我们还跟神隔绝的时候，神因为爱这些跟他隔绝的人，所以他让他的独子耶稣来到人间，成为我们跟神和好的一个媒介。
When Jesus Christ died on the cross, it's as if he lifted one hand to the Father and one hand down to us, and through Christ, God and man are joined together because of Christ's death and his blood.
那么当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他是为了全人类的罪恶来受到应得的刑罚。他的死，十字架的标记，乃是标记说他是叫神跟人，人与神重新和好的一个媒介。
And so these people who were separated from Christ and who had no hope and were without God in the world are now the friends of God because of Jesus Christ and their faith in him.
那么以弗所的这些人就是跟我们一样，我们从前是跟神隔绝的人，但是今天借着耶稣基督这个样一个福音，使人跟神当中能够重新再和好，重新再建立起一个新的关系。
Many people today think God is someone that's just kind of a loving teddy bear in heaven.
那么很多人就以为今天对神的一个观念，就觉得神就像一个你所喜欢的这个洋娃娃一样，他就住在天上。
A lot of people refer to God in a very casual manner.
很多人讲到这个神根本完全一点都不具体。
But the Bible speaks of God as a consuming fire.
但是圣经告诉我们，他说神就是一个火。
God is so holy that men cannot look upon God.
神是完全圣洁，人根本没有资格可以抬头望见他。
This God is all powerful. He is almighty.
这个神是全能的神。
And he has determined that sinners will be judged.
那么他已经决定了，所有的犯罪的人都必须要受到惩罚，受到审判。
And there is no way that a sinful man can meet a holy God apart from what Christ did on the cross.
那么人除非经过耶稣基督以外，没有办法免除这样子的审判，没有办法跟神和好。
This is a movement of God's divine grace from alienation to reconciliation.
这是神的他的恩惠工作的另外一个原则，乃是从与人隔绝到与人叫人与他和好一个工作的过程。
And now that these Ephesian believers who once were alienated from God are now reconciled to God, verse 2 tells us that this God gives us grace and peace.
那么这些以弗所的人呢，他们过去是与神隔绝的，现在与神和好。在以弗所书第一章第二节就告诉我们，与神和好的人 神所赐给他们的乃是恩惠，乃是平安。
You see, God measures grace by the depth of man's sin.
神讲到给我们恩惠，这个恩惠乃是用人所犯的罪的深度，我们来测量。
As deep as our sin is, God has met it in Jesus Christ.
我们的罪有多深，神给我们的恩惠在耶稣基督里面就有多深。
Grace is something that God gives to those who do not deserve His wonderful salvation.
恩惠的意思乃是讲到人不是用自己的努力所赚来应得的，其实就是我们不配得的东西才叫恩惠。
We do not deserve to be in the presence of a holy God.
我们没有资格在完全圣洁的神的面前，我们在那里来站立。
But because of what Christ did on the cross and our faith in Him, He has made it possible through grace that we can be with God.
但是因为耶稣基督他为人付上的该得的代价，因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们今天所不配得的这个恩惠我们得到了，我们才有办法跟这个创造宇宙的神来和好。
And wherever God's grace has been accepted by man, there is peace with God.
那么当人接受了这个不配得的恩惠的时候，这个结果就是平安。
There's a third movement of grace in these two verses that I want you to see as well.
那么另外还有第三点，我讲到这个神的恩惠的工作的这个原则，我要让各位一起来看到。
And that's from being a spectator to a participant.
乃是这个原则，乃是从一个旁观者的地位来变成一个参与者的地位。
The Apostle Paul is writing this. Notice the first word in the English Bible is Paul.An apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God.
在这个圣经里面讲到这个使徒保罗啊，他是这样讲，乃是奉着神的旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
This Paul was formerly called Saul of Tarsus.
这个保罗他以前的名字就叫做扫罗。
He had been the most educated man of his day, perhaps.
他当时是在他们那个世代的社会里头受最高教育的人。
He was trained under the famous Rabbi Gamaliel and graduated the top of his class.
他在当时最有名的这个老师的底下受过最高的教育。
He had an impeccable moral character.
那么他的这个道德的规范是非常的完美的一个人。
He had a passion for success.
那么他是非常成功的，在人的各种的眼光来看，他是非常成功的人。
And in his religion, he climbed to the top of the ladder to become a part of the Sanhedrin, which was the ruling body of the nation of Israel.
那么当时他在他所信的宗教的这个领域里头，他也是爬到最高地位的人。
But this man stood by as God birthed the church in that upper room that we read about in Acts chapter 2.
但是在这个我们的使徒行传第二章所读的，当圣灵降临的时候，在这个马可的楼上圣灵降临的那个时候，
And God grew the church until it became a mighty force and a mighty power in the world.
神开始在地面上建立了一个教会，然后给这个教会有大的权柄，变成一个没有办法拦阻的一个力量，把福音带到世界各地去。
And Saul opposed the church because he didn't like Jesus.
那么那个时候，这个扫罗看到这个教会，耶稣基督的教会有这么大的力量，把福音带到从一个城市带到另外一个城市，这个扫罗就非常不喜欢，因为他非常反对耶稣基督。
And in Acts chapter 6 and 7, we read about a man by the name of Stephen who defended the faith of Jesus Christ.
那么我们看到使徒行传第六章跟第七章，有一个少年人叫做史提凡，他非常有力的为耶稣基督的做见证。
And the Jews stoned him to death.
那么这些犹太人因为反对耶稣基督的缘故，他们就用石头把这个做见证的少年人使徒凡用石头把他打死。
And the book of Acts tells us that during that occasion, Paul was standing by guarding their garments so they could kill this man by stoning.
那个时候，这个扫罗就站在旁边来替这个用石头打使徒凡的人看顾，来看管他们的衣服。
He was a spectator watching this church in its movement and people being swept into the kingdom of God, people who were alienated being reconciled because of Jesus Christ, and God through his grace made Paul a participant.
这个 这个扫罗当时他对神所做的这个恩惠的大能所做的工作，他是一个旁观者，他看到教会的成长，看到教会这些信徒做见证的能力，看到很多人过去是与神隔绝，现在是与神和好，跟神建立一个新的关系。他过去是一个旁观者，他都看到，他不喜欢，但是神的大能改变了他，叫他不但是看到，现在他本身是一个参与的人，他就在教会里头，他自己本身成了一个传福音的力量。
In Acts chapter 9, we read of how Paul was on his way to Damascus and the risen Christ appeared to him.
在使徒行传第九章，我们看到这个扫罗他自己带着兵丁，他要进大马色的城去抓基督徒的时候，就在那个路上，这个从死里复活的耶稣向他显现。
The glory of Christ blinded Paul so that he could not see with his physical eye.
耶稣的荣光照耀着他，以至于他肉身的眼睛因为受到这个大的强有力的荣光所照，变成瞎眼。
I think God got his attention, don't you?
所以我相信神用这个荣光啊，真是叫扫罗自己注意到。
And Saul said, "What is it you want me to do, God?"
那个时候扫罗眼睛瞎了，他就从马的上面摔下，他就问神，他说：“神啊，你要我做什么？”
And Jesus said to him, "I'm going to send you to the Gentiles." And proclaim what Jesus has done on the cross to save men from their sins.
那个时候，耶稣就从天上发出声音来告诉他，他说：“我要差遣你到外邦去，把我在十字架上所做的那个工作，我只要叫人跟神和好的这个福音，你必须带到外邦去，叫所有的人都听到。”
And Paul was swept into the kingdom of God, and he became a missionary and went throughout the world. Planting churches and thousands of people were brought to Christ through his ministry.
从那个时候，这个过去反对耶稣基督的这个人，他一瞬之间呢，他被改变。他从一个反对的人，今天成为教会里面一个非常大的传福音的能力的人。神差派他到各处去建立新的教会，有千千万万的人因为听到保罗所传的福音，就改变了。
In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul refers to this.
在以弗所书第三章，保罗他就讲到这件事情。
In verse 1, he says, "For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you."
他在第三章就这样讲，他说我保罗是为了你们外邦人。做了基督耶稣被囚的，他接下去他就讲，他说你们曾经听见神的恩呢，赐给我，将关切你们的职分托付了我。
And notice in verse 7, he says, "I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of His power."
那么第七节他说，我做了这个福音的执事，是照着神的恩赐，这个恩赐是照着他运行的大能赐给我。
And in verse 8, "To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ."
他说，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还要小，然而他还赐给我这个恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
What a marvelous movement of grace it is.
我们看到神恩惠的工作是多么的大能。
Do you see your life in these verses?
我们所读的这些章节，你是不是也看到你自己本身的生命在里面？
Is it a mirror of your experience?
你是不是你自己的信仰的经历，是不是也跟使徒保罗一样？
There is that movement from the general to the particular when God got a hold of your heart, as we say, and made you aware that you must make a choice.
当神真是抠你的心门的时候，你是不是真正体验到我们神的恩典？你对神的观念已经从一个普遍性的、一个普通性的一个观念，到你自己本身必须要做抉择、做一个决定的一个时刻。
When God's Holy Spirit seemed to ask you a question,
叫你透过耶稣基督的恩惠，你可以领受到永恒的生命，跟神建立一个和好的关系。
And do you not see here that movement of grace from alienation to reconciliation?
你是不是也看到，也经历到 神的恩惠，叫你从一个与神隔绝的地位，今天变成了与神和好。
When you were without hope and without God, Jesus Christ came to you, and the message of his death on the cross and resurrection has brought you to an awareness that you can have a relationship with Christ and with God.
在你过去的生活当中，你没有神，也没有盼望。在那个时候，你是不是看到耶稣基督他在十字架上所做的功劳，看到他从死里复活的那个大能，他改变了你，叫你今天在与神和好以后，你变成有新的生命，也有永恒生命的一个盼望。
And out of that decision to receive him as your Savior and Lord, there's that movement from spectator, bystander, to participant, a servant for Jesus Christ to the world.
你是不是经历了这样的一个经历以后，你也再一次的看到神的恩典在你的生命里头，从叫你从过去，从一个旁观者的一个地位，再看神的工作，看神的教会在服侍他，今天他改变了你。叫你变成教会里面的一个人，你自己成为一个参与者，成为一个传福音的一个使者，变成神手中所用的一个器皿。
Before Jesus ascended back to the Father, he said to his disciples, "As the Father hath sent me, so send I you."
耶稣在升天以前，他就曾经讲过这么一句话，他说：“神差遣了我，照样我也差遣你。”
Has God spoken to you today concerning your need to receive him as Savior and Lord?
今天神有没有向你提出一个挑战？你听到了神的声音，他自己本身可以满足你自己的需要。
Has he spoken to your heart about being a minister of reconciliation?
神今天有没有向你挑战，叫你成为一个传福音的使者，叫人借着你所传的可以跟神和好。
That your life and your home and your office and your locker at school can be a place where others can learn about Jesus Christ.
神是不是愿意？你是不是愿意让神使用在你自己的人生、你的生活、你的家庭、你的办公室，借着你叫别人可以知道耶稣基督，可以跟神和好。
All of this is because God has acted in favor to us. His grace has been manifested in Jesus Christ alone.
这些事情都是神借着他自己的儿子在十字架上所成就的那个恩惠，叫我们今天也可以领受神这样的恩惠的工作。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can look to your word today and know that you love us and that you've cared for us in Jesus Christ.
神，我们感谢你，从你自己所启示的话语，我们今天完全的明白，神，你不但是爱我们，你也在耶稣基督里面，你照顾着我。
I pray that you'll speak to all of our hearts.
我求神今天向在座的每一个人的心里来讲话。
And that you would make clear to us that you not only care for us, but that you have called us to be participants with you in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
叫我们明白，你不单单是爱我们，也照顾我们。也叫我们真正能够知道，你今天也呼召，也差遣我们，叫我们成为传福音的使者。
Turn our hearts toward you today, we pray.
我们祈求神，真是今天改变我们的心意，叫我们的心真是能够全然归向神。
And may we worship you because you have bestowed upon us that marvelous grace through Jesus Christ.
叫我们爱神，也服侍神。因为神已经在我们的身上，借着耶稣基督给我们充充足足的恩典。
In His name we pray. Amen.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.